USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is among top Democrats converging on Nevada to pay tribute to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Biden and the First Lady arriving in Las Vegas late last night after surveying the damage caused by a massive wildfire near Denver. The Bidens attending the memorial service for Reid, who died last month after a long battle against cancer. The California National Guard is being deployed to ramp up statewide COVID-19 testing. Governor Gavin Newsom announcing 200 members will help with staffing and assisting with walk-ins. CalGuard members will be in some Los Angeles County testing sites, including Van Nuys, Pasadena, and Paramount. The governor's office saying the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly and making up at least 80% of COVID-19 cases in the state. USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A second trial set to begin for 3 Georgia men.
Sentenced to life in prison for murder already, the 3 men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia 2 years ago will soon be standing trial again on federal hate crime charges. Jurors will have to decide whether the slaying of the running man was motivated by racism. The sentences imposed by a judge on Friday in Glynn County Superior Court concluded the state of Georgia's criminal case in the death of 25-year-old Arbery, in which a jury did return guilty verdicts just the day before Thanksgiving.
Now, on February 7th, the federal judge has scheduled jury selection to start in the 3 men's second trial in U.S. District Court. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune announcing he'll run for re-election next year. Thune, number 2 in the Senate, and a possible successor to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some lawmakers are hopeful 2022 will nail down reform in big tech. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck agreed and says that social media companies are playing a dangerous game. Buck, one of the few lawmakers who is not on social media, and says we all need to boycott Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the like.
I don't think just other members of Congress. I think other conservatives, other Republicans, other people in this country who have a conscience should refuse to deal with Facebook. Facebook is a company that has knowingly recognized the ill effects of its product on young teenage girls and their self-image, and seen increased suicides and this body shaming that's going on. They have recognized that their social media app is used for bad purposes by human traffickers and drug dealers. And if we continue to use products like Amazon, like Facebook, like Apple, then we're part of the problem. And so I don't want to be part of the problem. There are times when I don't have a choice, but whenever I have a choice, I try to make sure that I act in a way that is clear that there have to be alternatives. There has to be competition in the marketplace.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.